Look at me! Here I am! Love me.
Stubbornness is easy for others to see, but difficult to detect in ourselves. Become a little less stubborn. Welcome to Guy in a Tie, episode 181. Hey, welcome to Guy in a Tie, episode number 181. And yes, become a little less stubborn. You know, learning to say you're right to others shows that you're willing to listen and learn. Become a little less stubborn. And that's the topic of today's Guy in a Tie, School's in Session. And actually, it's not School's in Session because it's spring break. And I hope you guys enjoy your spring break. Enjoy your spring training. Enjoy wherever you guys go. And become a little less stubborn. So welcome to Guy in a Tie, episode number 181, where I have five amazing tracks. I scoured the internet and I found independent music. Like this band, Motion City Soundtrack, with an amazing track called I Fell in Love Without You. This is Motion City Soundtrack. Hope you dig it.
Attention, because I do not want to have to fail you.
Hey, guy in a tie.
He's a really nice guy and all, but
there are aspects of my personality that I can't control.
Am I right? Right. You're hypocrites, all of you.
Don't do the voice. I will kill you. I swear.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been
Guy in a Tie. try to keep straight. My limbs are bonding now.
Since a few Aprils ago, and was chased to send all
tireless persistence of death. With a touch of the
So hey, there's a new independent band. Actually, they were just picked up by Fueled by Ramen. That was Versa Emerge with a track called Whisper off their new full-length album, which is coming out this spring. That was Versa Emerge with an amazing track called Whisper. Hope you guys dig it. And before that was one of my favorite bands out of Minneapolis, St. Paul, Motion City Soundtrack. They've been up and down on the top charts. Sometimes they hit it big on the Billboard, but for the most part, they're cruising as an independent band. That was Versa Emerge and Motion City Soundtrack. Yeah, Versa Emerge, they're getting hotter and they're hotter. They're out of Florida. They're independent, and they're the band with boobs. That's what they say. That's on their website. So, all right, it's now time for the clicker challenge. You guys know this is the part of the show where I play five snippets of movies, and like I promised last time, it's about a certain flick, and your job is to figure out which character it was from that flick. Johnny Depp. I love Johnny Depp. I love French fries, and I love Guy in a Tie.
Number one.
It's only a dream. Nothing can hurt me.
Number two.
What a regrettably large head you have. I should very much like to have it.
Number three.
Off with the head! Need a pig here.
I love a warm pig belly for my aching feet.
Number four.
Is a champion. You're a little taller than I thought you'd be.
Number five.
From the moment I fell down that rabbit hole, I've been told what I must do and who I must be. This is my path. I'll decide where it goes from here.
So there you go. That was a clicker challenge. And I really enjoyed that movie, Alice in Wonderland with Johnny Depp. right? Your job is to figure out which one of those guys was all the characters. And at the end of today's Gynetype podcast, I'll play that clicker challenge again and then give you the answers. All right. So WeatherStar is the technology by the Weather Channel? No, it is an amazing power pop rock and roll band out of Manhattan, New York. Cameron Walker, Brandon Delp, and Billy Toto. This is WeatherStar, an independent band. They're not picked up by any record label, and they are considered one of the top unsigned bands of 2009. This is WeatherStar with an amazing track, Wish You Would Stay. Hope you dig it on Gynetype.
Trust in me. Just take it slow, but let's get moving. 'Cause this is what you need. 'Cause every time I see you.
All right, that was Wish You Would Stay by WeatherStar. They're new, they're free, they're independent, and they're one of the top 20 unsigned bands of 2009, 2010, and I think they'll get picked up. That was Cameron Walker's Wright and his band, WeatherStar. And you guys can go to the Mothership website, Gynetype.com, and you can find links to all the bands featured on today's Gynetype podcast, like WeatherStar, weatherstar.bandcamp.com, or you can go to their MySpace, weatherstarmusic.com. All right. You know what? Just say you're right. Say it 100 times. Say you're right, and you'll become a little less stubborn, and you'll be a lot happier. Ding, ding. School's in session. Eric's mother told me that her son was so stubborn she didn't know what to do. When I asked 15-year-old Eric what he thought, he yelled out, "I am not stubborn." If you would have asked me the same question when I was 15, I probably would have said the same thing in the same tone of voice. Such is the nature of stubbornness. It's easy for others to see, but really difficult to detect it in ourselves. One of the problems with being stubborn is that when you are, you'll probably be worrying about stuff a lot. Things will get to you easily because of your tense mindset. After all, being stubborn means you don't want to listen to others, so you close your mind. Doing so, in turn, makes you want to prove your position at any cost. You dig in your heels and refuse to budge. Another problem with being stubborn is that much of the time you'll insist on being right. You have to think about, focus on, and even point out when others are wrong. The problem here is that doing so creates irritation and frustration inside of you, making you even more tense. This encourages even more things to bother you, and so on and on and on. It's much easier said than done, but the way to become less stubborn is to learn to say the words, "You're right," and really mean it. "You're right. Ouch." I know this can be difficult, and what makes it even more difficult is that if you want to become less stressed and stubborn, you're going to have to bite your lip and learn to say these words to your parents, your teachers, your boss, your neighbors, and even your friends and siblings. The words "you're right" speak to the heart of the matter. They diffuse your stubbornness. It's a statement of humility, the acknowledgement that you are willing to listen, to soften, learn, and admit that at least some of the time, others know things that you don't. You can admit that, like the rest of us, you not only make mistakes, but you learn from them as well. Whether it involves something really serious or something far less ordinary, having to win a silly argument or refusing to admit you made a mistake or that you lost something, being stubborn is highly stressful. The good news is, the reverse is equally true. Letting go of your need to be stubborn is extremely freeing. You'll feel better right away, and what's more, you'll probably be rewarded with positive reinforcement from everyone around you. Everyone loves people who are humble enough to admit when they are wrong and who are willing to learn. Becoming a less stubborn person goes a long, long way. Give it a try, and you'll see what I mean.
Hey, teacher!
Doing the guy in the tie thing. Alright, here is a band I totally dig. This is a band called People Mover with "Baby, You Got the Wrong Impression." They are new, they're independent, they're out of San Francisco, California. Addison Kowalski, man, I dig your music. People Mover, not in Detroit, but in San Francisco, California. This is "Baby, You Got the Wrong Impression."
I swear.
So cool, sweet. I'll dig their music. People Mover, man. I hope you guys do. And, you know, they're independent. They are new. They're independent. And they're only here on Gynetai.com. So go check them out. And if you do, send an email to People Mover. Say, man, I found you on Gynetai. I really enjoyed it. So thanks a lot for letting him play it. And, man, bye, People Mover. They're on iTunes. And you can get them on your iPod, MP3 player, or burn it to a CD, put it in your car, or whatever you do. People Mover, check them out. They're new. And they're going to be, I think, they're one of my faves right now. All right.
There is a place like no place on earth. Some say to survive it, you need to be as mad as a hatter. Which luckily, I am, Alice. It's you.
So it's now time for the clicker challenge. All right, I played it earlier. Check your notes. Here it is. No betting or gambling. Just have fun with it. Here's the clicker challenge.
Number one.
It's only a dream. Nothing can hurt me.
Number two.
What a regrettably large head you have. I should very much like to have it.
Number three.
I love a warm pig belly for my aching feet.
Number four.
No, all we need is a champion. You're a little taller than I thought you'd be.
Number five.
From the moment I fell down that rabbit hole, I've been told what I must do and who I must be. This is my path. I'll decide where it goes from here.
Alright, and here are the answers for the clicker challenge. Alice and the Jabberwock.
It's only a dream. Nothing can hurt me.
The Mad Hatter.
What a regrettably large head you have. I should very much like to have it.
The Red Queen.
I love a warm pig belly for my aching feet.
The White Queen.
No, all we need is a champion. You're a little taller than I thought you'd be.
Alice?
From the moment I fell down that rabbit hole, I've been told what I must do and who I must be. This is my path. I'll decide where it goes from here.
All right, here we are at the end of today's Gynetai podcast, and one of my favorite bands is Mayday Parade. And Mayday Parade broke up. Jason Lancaster left the band, and he formed his own band in Florida called Go Radio. And of course, they were picked up by Fearless Records. So now we have Mayday Parade and Go Radio, both on Fearless Records, and I like them both. I love Mayday Parade, and here we are with Go Radio. It's coming out in, I think the 20th of April. I pre-ordered the record, pre-ordered the CD and a little t-shirt too, you know, part of their deal for like $12. So I like it. I like this band. And let me know what do you think about Go Radio. They're new, they're independent with their CD. Hope you dig it. This is Go Radio.
Seem to be giving everybody a bad time.
So hey, thanks a lot for checking out today's Gynetai podcast, episode number 181, Become a Little Less Stubborn. Stubbornness is easy for others to see, but difficult to detect in ourselves. Being stubborn means that you probably worry about stuff a lot. Because of your closed mind and unwillingness to listen to others, things will irritate you more easily. If you can learn to soften your position a bit and open your mind, you'll feel free and others will notice the change in you right away. People enjoy being around someone who isn't stubborn. Learning to say you're right to others shows that you're willing to listen and learn. That's the topic of today's Gynetai. I hope you dig today's Gynetai podcast. Send me an email at gynetai.com. I don't hear from anyone anymore. I know it's been rough for me because I haven't really posted too many Gynetais. I'm so busy with my job, but I really miss my hobby of podcasting Gynetai podcast. So send me a little kudos. I'd really appreciate it. This is Gynetai. Do your homework. See ya.